Friday again, we're all mixed up musically. I'm Steve Goss, joined by Mara Davis with Mara's Music Mix, a preview of Atlanta's best weekend concert entertainment. Good to see you again.
Great to see you. You know, it's always so challenging when I come in because there's so many good shows, and I want to start off over on the west side with Terminal West. If you loved Husker Du or Sugar, you're going to love this Bob Mould show. And his new album, Patch of Sky, is awesome. It's the end of everything. He puts on such a great show. It's like you can't keep your eyes off him. He's a rocker, but yet the songs have a pop sensibility. Always love Bob Mould.
He was here just about a year ago, last October at Red Clay Theater, and he hadn't really been touring that much, but it's great to see him back just a year later. He was quoted talking about his music. I want to read you this. He said recently, "Music is an incredibly powerful drug. I want to be your drug dealer. I have what you need." Isn't that great?
I'm buying.
Me too.
Meet me at the corner, Bob. That's Bob Mould at Terminal West tonight.
Also tonight at the Tabernacle, the Quinn sisters from Calgary, Alberta. A couple of twins, Tegan and Sarah. And these gals have been around for quite a while, actually.
So Tegan and Sarah, they are supporting their new album called Love You to Death. And Desire is the single, and they are really going full on pop. You can't stop this, stop this, It sounds just great. You know, it's funny too, is they did a song for The Sims, so that was like a big honor for them, and they're always in the mix of what's hip and what's cool and what's new. And shout out to our friend Priska, who did a great a supporting act for them for a big event in Los Angeles recently. So it's nice to see groups like Tegan and Sarah supporting some of our Atlanta artists.
Tegan and Sarah did Everything Is Awesome from the Lego Movie, which is one of those movies that either you love it or you fell asleep in it.
Loved it.
I fell asleep.
Loved it.
Everything is awesome.
That's Tegan and Sarah at the Tabernacle tonight. All right, so let's move over to Midtown, to Vinyl, where Walker Lukens is playing. And he's kind of an indie rocker, again, meets pop, but he's trying to break out of the Austin bubble, so he's huge in Austin. He's done a lot of the conventions and the, you know, South by Southwest and all that. But he's got a new album produced by the drummer from Spoon, and this is kind of his breakout tour.
Yeah, he may be performing with his band, the Sidearms, which I think is a great name for a band. But either way, it'll be a great performance.
Yeah, so it's kind of like electronic doo-wop. There's a lot of just blips and bubbles and bounciness in his music. And I think it's kind of hard to not embrace this music. And we are waiting for his big breakout.
It'll be a blip and bubble fest, won't it? At Vinyl tonight.
I'll be ordering champagne. That's Walker Lukens at Vinyl tonight.
Buckhead Theater on Saturday night has an up-and-coming country star who is pure Nashville country. I mean, she's the real thing as far as what popular Nashville country music stars are. Kelsey Ballerini was recently nominated, I think, for a couple of CMA awards, which she didn't win, but she's going to be at the Macy's Parade. And she's just, I think she's out of central casting when it comes to country music stars.
I'll give
and that's
you that.
That's not a bad thing, necessarily.
I'll give you that. Yeah. She doesn't have the grittiness of a Margot Price, but she certainly has the look, the hair, the sound. But she does write her music, and she is pursuing her career in country music. And what's funny is that her dad's in radio, so she kind of understands how those charts work, Dave. You know, those country charts.
Yeah, he was a program director.
Yeah, so
some country station, yeah.
So she's out supporting that, and, you know, from Tennessee to Atlanta, so look for her as she's really getting huge supporting her debut album called First Time. Nothing's changed except the time that's passed. That's why goodbye should mean goodbye. The first time. That's Kelsey Ballerini at the Buckhead Theater on Saturday night. You know I love to live the glamorous life, Steve, and I'm excited to talk about Sheila E. What's her real name?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's, I used to know it. Oh, you caught me on this one.
Sheila Escovedo.
Escovedo.
I thought you would know that, and I thought you would know where she ranked on the charts. Do you know that?
Well, I know the Glamorous Life was a huge hit in 1985. I can tell you that.
Okay.
So that I get some points for that.
All right, you do.
Escovedo.
You do. There you go. So she, of course, is so associated with Prince and did her own tribute concert to Prince recently after he passed away. But she is an incredible drummer and percussionist, if you didn't already know. I know I probably danced a lot of times to Love Bizarre, which was her other big hit.
How many female drummers do you know? I mean, that make it big, besides Karen Carpenter?
I can't really think of too many, and she really has a stage presence. I mean, she commands your attention, that Sheila E., and you can expect a big night at her performance at Center Stage. That's Sheila E. at Center Stage Saturday night.
We've mentioned this relatively new venue. It's an old venue that's got a new life in Avondale. The Avondale Estates Town Theater has brought in some interesting musicians lately. And they've got one coming in on Saturday night, Jonathan Richman.
I'm sure you've seen Jonathan before.
Yeah, he was with the Modern Lovers, right? He was like one of the pioneers of punk, American punk, way back in the 70s. And
he's still at it.
Yeah, he was, I think his story was, he said, you know, he heard the Velvet Underground and had to move to New York City. And got in that whole Andy Warhol thing and started this punk band. But the punk band didn't last long, like most punk bands don't. And he went solo in the mid-70s and is still doing it.
Still doing it. And I think this is a perfect venue for someone like Jonathan Richman, because I think a lot of his fans probably live in the Decatur, Avondale area. And he's going to put on a good show. It's called the Roadrunner Tour. And he's going all around the country. And he is coming to Atlanta. So if you dig that kind of sound, if you like have flashbacks of Max's Kansas City, you get a splash of that in Avondale.
He does an acoustic show now. He's not the in-your-face punk guy that he was back in the early 70s, so I think he's sort of mellowed.
He's mellowed, but he has fun lyrics, yeah. And he's very chatty, and I think it'll be a really good experience.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
That's Jonathan Richman at the Avondale Town Cinema Saturday night. Let's move over to Eddie Zadek. Now, you know it's going to be somebody great when your mentor is Steve Earle. So when Steve Earle kind of gives you advice, you listen. And that's why you should listen to this recommendation of Joe Pug, who will be playing there. He's a singer-songwriter who has that Steve Earle sensibility, but he's just on the rise. He's been around for a little while, but he's supporting the album called Windfall and is on tour now, and you can see him. He's also been doing some podcasts too, because Steve, when you're on the road and you're spending a lot of time, you know, out in the great wide open, you have a lot to say, and sometimes you can't fit it all into a song.
Are you quoting Tom Petty? You are, aren't you? Joe Pug has been compared inevitably to early Bob Dylan. His voice sounds like it, the lyrics and the guitar, the harmonica, and that is a reason to go see him.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. That's Joe Pug playing at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night.
More quince out than your dad got sent.
As we trip into next week on Monday night, I'm going to hearken back to...
Hearken.
Yes, the dance club days of the 80s and 90s. And this is a band that, when you think about that scene, you hear this band.
Were you at the Limelight or any of the Disco Kroger area? I mean, was did you have a dancing disco outfit, Steve?
The answer is yes and no. I was at the Disco Kroger, literally. I used to work there when I was in graduate school, the Kroger.
Wow.
Next to Harlequin Dinner Theater, which then became the Limelight. And I sort of was repulsed by the whole disco scene. And, you know, that was my fault.
Wasn't there a backgammon club or some sort of place where, like, that, you know, backgammon was, that's more 70s. But, listen, I'm here to talk about the Pet Shop Boys and not Steve Goss's flashback days of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Light rock, Steve Goss. No, I'm talking about West End Girls, Pet Shop Boys. You know, what have I done to deserve this?
It's a sin.
So many great hits, and they are cranking them out at the Atlanta Symphony Hall. They've got a new album out called Zipper, and you can see all of their hits on Monday night.
The most successful music duo in British musical history.
Is that right?
Yep. 22 top 10 hits in the UK.
Now that's a music nugget. Like it.
I live for those for you, Mara.
I know you do.
I know you appreciate it.
I do, very much. It's the Pet Shop Boys Monday night at Atlanta Symphony Hall. It's